Hello, this is Rita. It's Tuesday, February 17th. This is the Consumer Reports from the Talking Information Centre. How to stay steady on your feet? Do you worry about falling? These safety movements and medication smarts can better your balance. Some 25% of older adults fall at least once every year. In 2023, more than 41,000 people in the U.S. over age 65 died from one, according to a June 25 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The report also found that the death rate for falls in people ages 85 and older in the U.S. doubled between 2003 and 2023. A growing aging population increases the numbers, but there are other factors. For instance, people in this age range may have become more sedentary during the pandemic, but haven't necessarily regained the muscle strength they lost then, says Sharon Bragman, MD, chair of the Department of Geriatrics at SUNY, United Medical University in Syracuse, New York. Concerned about your balance, read on to the head and falls risks. Try these activities. I tell my patients to walk in a way be the simplest, best things they can do. Help improve their balance and reduce risks of falls, Bragman says. For instance, women 65 to 70 who do at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity activity, like brisk walking, cut their risk of an injurious fall about 30%, according to a 2024 study published in JAMA Network Open. Strength and balance are also key, says Jeremy Grenshaw, PD, director of the Falls and Mobility Labor Lab, at the University of Delaware in Newark. A case in point, a 2023 meta-analysis of clinical trials found that Tai Chi, which helps with strength and balance, cut fall risk in older adults by about 24%. If you take several medications regularly, strength and balancing training is especially key, says S. Emily Samuels, MD, a geriatrician at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. Your local YMCA or senior center may offer such classes, Grenshaw says. Review your medications. The 2023 National Survey on Drug Use and Health found that about a third of people older than 65 took prescription pain drugs and 17% had taken prescription tranquilizers or sedatives like benzodiazepines in the prior year. Those drugs all raise a fall risk, said Stephen Purcell, MD, a professor of internal medicine at the Feinberg School of Medicine on Northwestern University in Chicago. Medicines like gabapentin for chronic pain and antidepressants also increase the chance of a tumble, and prescription sleep meds are particularly problematic, Purcell says. He recommends a yearly medication review where a healthcare professional, like a pharmacist or a primary care provider, looks at all your prescriptions, over-the-counter drugs and supplements. Your doctor may change a medication that could increase your fall risk. Stay safer at home. Better lighting on stairs and in hallways and grab bars in these places in the bathroom can make a difference. Have light switches at the top and bottom of stairs and each end of long hall, says Samuels. Ted Johnson, MD, a geriatrician at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, recommends motion-activated lights. They're automatically turn on when you walk by. Padding around barefoot or in socks can raise fall risks, so wear sturdy shoes with good traction, like sneakers at home, Grenshaw says. One study of adults aged 70 and older found about half were barefoot or wearing socks or slippers when they fell at home. Those people were also more than twice as likely to be seriously injured in a fall than those who wore shoes when they slipped. Outdoors, wear boots with non-slip soles. on wet, icy surfaces, says Grenshaw, and use a cane or walking sticks if you're concerned about balance. As for home maintenance, consider hiring someone even for tasks as seemingly simple as changing a light bulb in a ceiling fixture. I tell all my patients not to get on a ladder after the age of 40, Bragman says. Check your eyes and ears. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends having your vision checked at least once every 2 years if you're age 65 or older. That helps you and your eye doctor keep tabs on conditions that can affect vision like cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, and type 2 diabetes, Johnson says. He also advises skipping progressive lenses in eyeglasses if possible. A 2025 study in the Journal of Optometry and Vision Science found that they hiked the risk of falls compared with bifocals. If you notice that you have trouble hearing or loved ones complain about it, have a hearing test. Older adults with hearing loss are more than twice or likely to fall as those with normal hearing. But wearing hearing aids, if needed, can reduce that risk by about 50%. As your doctor, how often you should have your hearing checked. What to do if you fall. If you take a spill, it's important to take the right steps afterwards so that you don't make matters worse and that you can get assistance if you need it. Stay still for a few moments. Instead of trying to get up right away, stay where you are and take several deep breaths. This will help calm your nervous system and get you over the shock of the fall. Check yourself for injuries. If you're in pain or bleeding, yell or phone for help without moving. And if you have difficulty moving at all, which could indicate a fracture, or you'll hit your head, seek emergency care. Loss of consciousness, confusion, lightheadedness, headaches, and dizziness are potential signs of head trauma. Those who are at a higher risk of falls might consider wearing a medical alert bracelet or a pendant or a smartwatch or having a cell phone handy. Those devices can monitor you for falls and call for help if you need assistance. Take care when you do move. Change position slowly. First roll over onto your side. Get up onto your hands and knees and crawl to a chair. If you can do so without hurting yourself or increasing your discomfort significantly, then put your hands on the chair seat and slide one foot forward so it's flat on the floor. Keep the other leg bent so that the knee is on the floor. From this half kneeling position, slowly rise and turn your body to sit in the chair. Dial your doctor. If you don't think you've been injured, some fall-related injuries may not be apparent right away. Call your doctor's office and let your healthcare provider know that you have fallen, says Ted Johnson, MD, a geriatrician at the Emory University School of Medicine. They can help assess whether they need to see you or if you should go to the emergency room. When meds make you dizzy, managing both high blood pressure and fall risk can be challenging. Older adults are more likely to have orthostatic hypotension, a sudden drop in blood pressure when they stand up, which leads to dizziness and falls, says Sharon Braggerman, MD. Blood pressure drugs often exacerbate the dizziness of orthostatic hypotension, she says. For example, nursing home residents were more than twice as likely to break a bone in the first 30 days after starting a new blood pressure drug, according to a 2024 study in JAMA in Terminal Medicine. If you use blood pressure meds and get dizzy or lightheaded when you stand up, tell your doctor, who may want to adjust your medication. All older adults on such meds, so also periodically check their blood pressure while sitting and then while standing. Bragman says if you see a drop or more than 10 to 20 points in your systolic top number, see your doctor. You may have orthostatic hypotension. The truth about sugar substitutes, they're in everything from ketchup to yogurt, but are they good for you? You've probably heard how important it is to cut back on added sugars, especially as you get older, with links to weight gain, high blood pressure, fatty liver, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease, conditions that become more common and serious with age. It's no wonder. Cutting back on sugars is one of the simplest actions you can take to protect long-term health, says Michael I. Gorin, PhD, Program Director for Nutrition and Obesity at the Sabin Research Institute in Los Angeles. The alternative for many people is low and no-calorie sweeteners, such as acusulfame, potassium, ACE-K, sucralose, and stevia. One in five baby boomers say they prefer these sweeteners. A 2024 survey by the International Food Information Council found. While having an occasional diet soda or sugar-free candy is unlikely to be harmful, sugar substitutes are being used more widely, often in foods you wouldn't expect to have them, like ketchup, breakfast cereal, and popcorn. Sometimes in combination with added sugar, you may be consuming more than you think, and some research suggests they may come with health risks. The story on safety. Sugar substitutes have been around since at least the 1870s, when a scientist at Johns Hopkins University working with coal tar derivative called benzoic sulfide noticed a sweet taste in his hand. He discovered what we now know as saccharin. The safety issue of these sweeteners has been topic of debate for almost as long. The head chemist at the Department of Agriculture in the early 1900s tried and failed to have saccharin banned. Today, health authorities consider such sweeteners safe in reasonable amounts. The Food and Drug Administration has set acceptable daily intakes, the amount considered safe to consume per day over a lifetime. For most sweeteners, for instance, 150-pound person would need to eat 3,400 milligrams of aspartame to reach the ADI, the amount in about 19 cans of Diet Coke. However, some researchers suggest that consuming even smaller amounts of these sweeteners may have health consequences. A 2019 study in the Journal Stroke found that women 50 and older who have had two or more cans, 24 ounces, of diet drinks a day had a 29% increased risk of heart disease and a 23% higher risk of stroke compared with those who didn't drink these beverages. Most recently, researchers in Brazil found that low-calorie sweeteners may have some unexpected consequences for your brain. Their 2025 study, published in the Journal of Neurology, tracked more than 12,000 adults for 8 years. Those who consumed roughly the amount in a can of soda experienced a 62% faster decline in memory and thinking skills, equivalent to about 1.6 years of aging than those who consumed less. It raises important questions about the long-term effects of artificial sweetener use on brain health, says study author Claudia Simoto, MD, Associate Professor of Geriatrics at the University of São Paulo. What about the weight loss? Studies show that low-calorie sweeteners may help with short-term weight loss, but there's surprisingly little evidence they help in the long run. Some research suggests that low-calorie sweeteners may backfire. For example, a 2025 study in the journal Nature Metabolism found that sucralose beverages increased hunger signals in the brain, particularly to people with obesity. The researchers say the sweetener may confuse the brain, providing a sweet taste, but not delivering the expected energy boost, possibly resulting in cravings and eating more. How to find the sweet spot for both sugar and low-calorie sweeteners, less is more. The ultimate goal is not to use just to change the source of sweetness, but to change the level of sweetness we expect and crave, Corin says. Try these tips to limit your intake of both without sacrificing flavor. Read labels. Just as added sugar can show up in surprisingly places, low-calorie sweeteners are also being used in foods where you might least expect to find them. Think ketchup, rice, cakes, and English muffins. Be sure to scan ingredients lists before you buy. See sweetener names to know above the list of names these sweeteners go by. Whenever possible, choose unsweetened products. You can add flavor later on. Add fruit. Once you've opted for those unsweetened yogurts or oatmeal packets, mix in some fruit, fresh or frozen, chopped or pureed. The natural sugars in bananas, berries, peaches and other fruits come packaged with disease-fighting vitamins and minerals as well as fiber, which slows your body's absorption of the sugars by contain and helps you feel satisfied. Spice it up. Cinnamon, nutmeg and certain other spices can add warmth and complexity as well as a hit of sweetness to foods like smoothies, coffee drinks, roasted squash and sweet potatoes. Dilute your drinks. Maybe you switch from regular soda to diet. Next, try mixing it 50-50 with seltzer to experiment with less sweetness. Once you've adjusted to that, try mostly seltzer with a little of sweetened drink. Using seltzer with a splash of 100% fruit juice or a squeeze of lemon or lime can also make a good replacement. Are natural sweeteners better? Increasingly, you'll see products on store shelves labeled no artificial sweeteners. Typically, they contain monk fruit or stevia, low-calorie sweeteners extracted from plants that are often referred to as natural sugar substitutes. Despite their origins, though, they're produced in laboratories and are highly processed products. They also have been studied as extensively as artificial sweeteners. The World Health Organization does not recommend the use of any non-sugar sweeteners for weight control, citing their possible health effects and lack of evidence that they help with long-term weight maintenance. Sugar alcohols such as erythritol and xylitol, derived from fruits and vegetables, are another type of natural sweetener being used more often to give foods a sweet hit. Some research suggests they may have negative cardiovascular effects. For example, a study published in 2024 from the Cleveland Clinic linked erythritol to increased blood platelets activity, which can increase the risk of blood clots and in turn raise the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. What's more, the presence of natural sweeteners in a treat like ice cream or soda can lead you to think that the food is better for you than it really is. It can give a health halo to what is still an ultra-processed, highly sweet product, says Michael Gorin, PhD. Stop shoulder pain now. Simple strategies that can help you find real relief. The shoulders have the greatest range of motion of any joints in the body. Their complexity, each have 3 bones and 4 joints, plus muscles, tendons and ligaments, means that a lot can go wrong. Shoulder pain is one of the most common musculoskeletal symptoms in adults. There are many reasons why people develop shoulder pain, in particular as we get older. Wear and tear accumulates, cartilage thins, and tendons fray, says Mark C. Bickett, MD, PhD, an associate professor of anesthesiology at the University of Michigan Medical School in Ann Arbor. An aching shoulder can interfere with tasks like driving, showering, and reaching. Your primary care doctor or a physical therapist can advise on a treatment plan with a referral to a psychiatrist or an orthopedist if needed. Many at-home strategies can help. 4 steps for comfort. Rest. This gives an aching shoulder time to heal, to avoid stiffness. Keep doing easy activities that don't cause pain and avoid heavy lifting. Exercise. Gentle moves can help maintain strength and range of motion. For example, a crossover arm stretch involves pulling one arm across your chest, holding your upper arm, and keeping the position for 30 seconds. Ice and heat. Applying ice wrapped in a cloth barrier can reduce inflammation and ease pain. If your muscles feel tight, a warm heating pad may help to increase blood flow and release tension. Try either for 15 to 20 minutes at a time. Physical therapy is one of the cornerstones of shoulder recovery, Bickett says, and studies have found that when paired with at-home exercises, it can ease pain and improve function in people with shoulder pain. Take care with these over-the-counter drugs. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, and naproxen, Aleve, can help ease flare-ups, but they shouldn't be taken daily for more than a week or so without a doctor's supervision, and take the lowest effective dose. Injections. Studies have shown that corticosteroid injections have short-term benefits for shoulder pain, less than 12 weeks, but aren't effective as long-term solution. Too many steroid injections can weaken tendons and cartilage over time, Bickett says, so they should be limited to as few times per year. They work particularly well for inflammatory conditions like bursitis, says Stephen P. Cohen, MD. Edmund I. Edgar, professor of anesthesiology at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. When you see the doctor, there are many reasons a shoulder might hurt, including overuse and age-related degeneration, such as osteoarthritis. But certain types of shoulder pain require medical attention. See a doctor if you think you have a fracture, dislocation, or torn muscle. Symptoms of those injuries may include immediate severe pain, swelling, bruising, numbness, or an inability to move the shoulder. Go to the emergency room or urgent care if you can't lift your arm or something physically but doesn't look right, says Mark C. Bickett, MD, PhD. For example, if your hand or arm goes numb, cold or blue after an injury, it could mean a serious problem with a nerve or blood vessel that requires immediate attention. Head to an ER if you have left shoulder pain radiating into the chest, along with shortness of breath or sweating. This could be a signal of a heart attack. Health advice you can trust. Knowing the word worth listening to on matters of health is getting harder than ever. Online ads and social media posts, often simple solutions, this pill, that diet, order now. Too often these promises are empty or worse, actually dangerous. Consumer Reports has spent 90 years earning consumer trust on health issues by powering our work with science and staunch independence. You'll never need to wonder what company might have influenced our product testing or reviews, because no company ever has. And when you read this month's cover story, CR's Guide to Popular Supplements, you can be certain the advice is offered in your best interest, not in support of a sponsor. CR is always working to find new ways to provide you with facts you need to stay well. Our Food Safety Alert service is a good example. 1 in 6 Americans are sickened by foodborne illnesses each year, but you can sign up at cr.org/food alert to get text messages when major food recalls are issued or foodborne illness could put you and your family in danger. We're also determined to improve the rules around the food and other products that affect your safety. That's why, for example, CR helped secure a national ban on red dye number 3, a synthetic dye that was used in many foods despite studies showing it led to cancer in lab rats. In October, we helped pass a CR-sponsored California law banning ultra-processed foods from school meals. For more on that, whether you're testing products for safety or ensuring that governments and companies do their part to give you better options, CR will always be here for you and your health. Safer personal care products. Every day, the average adult in the U.S. uses 12 personal care products such as moisturizers, sunscreens, and cosmetics containing 112 unique ingredients, some of which are linked to cancer, reproductive harm, and other health risks. Under current law, companies that make these products can almost use any ingredient without pre-market testing or review. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration has restricted just 15 substances from use. The European Union has banned or restricted more than 2,400. CR has been working to close this regulatory gap. In February 2025, CR tested revealed a range of toxic ingredients in synthetic braiding hair, and we began urging the FDA to investigate further. We've also been pushing state legislators to address the issue, resulting in measures like New York's proposed Beauty Justice Act, and which would ban some of the most toxic substances in the state. And we helped craft a federal Safer Beauty bill package, a landmark bill that would remove the most toxic chemicals from beauty and personal care products, increase ingredient and supply chain transparency, and protect the health of salon workers and women of color who are most affected by toxic exposure. Please sign our petition urging Congress to pass the Safer Beauty bill package at cr.org/safer-beauty. CR Action Update. Ultra-processed foods such as soft drinks and packaged snacks don't provide needed nutrients, are engineered to be addictive, and have been linked to health risks, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes. Yet they are served to students in schools across the country. Last year, CR co-sponsored legislation that would ban the most harmful UPFs from California public schools by 2037 and encourage the schools to provide the healthier food. In October, Governor Gavin Newsom signed it into law. What we're testing in the labs are 63 labs. We continually review and rate products here. Timely picks for the month. Smartwatches. We tested 58 models. We test for how easy or wearable the device is to use. Heart rate monitor and step count. Accuracy. Water resistance. Readability and more. About the scores. Medium is 75. Range to 57 to 83. Best overall is Apple Watch Series 2. 46 millimeters, $430, 83 overall score. Easy to use smartwatch app. Garmin Venue X1, $800, 80 overall score. Bargain buy Amazon Fitbit 6, $80, 77 overall score. Treadmills. We tested 55 models. We test for ergonomics, including belt size and hand grip design, sturdiness of instruction, construction, ease of using controls and display, and more. About the scores, medium is 81, range 52 to 90. Super features, Peloton Tread, $3,295, 87 overall score. Runner-up, Soul TT8, $2,400, 87 overall score. Folds to save space, Xterra DRX 3500, $730, 81 overall score. This completes Tuesday, February 17th, CR Consumer Reports. This is Rita from the Talking Information Center. Thank you and have a good day.